What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, I went back and watched a ton of Bizanachi videos last night. Bro,
like the old crypto shit?
Yeah, but like he had some like recent ones that are, we could watch one. It might start the podcast off on a super bleak note, but that guy is a fucking artist, man. The way he captures like just the like the soul crushing spirit of just like capitalism, like the American ideal of like you have like the 60-hour a week job where you try to trade some crypto to like change your life and it just doesn't work. Oh my God, dude.
Like I mean, it's funny, and then you get under the surface and you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
Is this me?
Really bad.
Is this me?
It feels,
dude, you know what I've been looking into recently?
What?
Penny trading?
Oh, like penny stocks? Get out of here, dude.
No, like penny trading your mom.
Wait. What?
Penny trading your mom.
Oh, okay. Penny trading these nuts.
Hold on. But can I plug one real quick before we get into this?
Yeah.
Can I plug 1% family?
Yeah, plug it. Oh wait, hey, no, right. can I do this really quickly?
Yes.
Just let's say, guys, I'm sorry for going so hard on 1% boys. They mean well. I'm sorry I got carried away, man. They are probably the most innocent version of all the shit that I get frustrated with, and it's like I feel bad.
The first time was funny. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, this is bonus episode shit.
Yeah, man. They definitely deserve an apology, man.
I'm sorry too. Go drive your Vipers and drive the
man, enjoy
drive
your shit,
stuff
man.
Around
just,
town. Enjoy it. Live your life.
Just stop buying shorts from the Gap, man. Please. You got money. Just get a little dripped up, man. I know you got it. I know you guys got it. Please.
But yeah, man, that being said, you guys, I just want to announce that we have brand new merch. Brand new. You know what's funny is that this is the polar opposite of a 1% hoodie. Is a hoodie that says broke bitch. That's antithesis of
that.
Yeah,
that's all it is. We 1%, they're like we're like their nemesis. We're like the villains in their story, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Brand new TMG merch, tmgpod.com. There's like a whole fuck ton of new shit. Like we did a whole new a whole new line.
Yeah.
We worked with Dan Barkle on all this stuff. He's a designer. He's fucking very talented. And he killed all of this shit. I'm holding up to the camera for people that are listening.
Shout out to the boy.
There's a bunch of shit. This one's got a bandsaw. There's one with a couple diamond pistols on it. Very cool. I love it. I think it's the best shit that we've come out with, honestly.
If you're so inclined, copy some threads, man.
Yes. That comes out Friday. So if you're listening to this on YouTube or whatever, then it should be already out. And you can go grab some. TMGpod.com is the website. Yeah. So thank you.
should we do like a nah, I was gonna say let's do a podcast with the 1%, but that just might get weird.
I would fucking do that.
I mean, I'm down. I don't care. But either way. You know, maybe they don't want to. Maybe they're like, you guys are dicks.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta have them watch the bonus episodes first. And then be like,
just own
why don't
up
we
to
talk
all
it
of
out,
it, man?
Why don't we talk it out?
I'll say it to their face. I'll be like, look, man, I think you guys are the product of a terrible society, aspect of society that we live in. But I think you guys have the potential to be great people, and that's what I'm here to find out.
Yeah.
They go, you sound like a fucking dick, man. Get out of our house. Get out of our big ass house, and don't hit our fucking beautiful ass 7-figure cars on the way out. Fucking dweeb.
Yeah.
Yeah,
watch your piece of shit lease on the way out of here, okay? Whatever that little, what is that?
Oh,
fucking
man.
Kia? Get that shit out of here.
Yeah,
don't, get your golf cart out of our out of our driveway. Don't hit the Viper.
Hey, man, be sure you don't let my electric bill hit any of the fucking beautiful cars here, okay? How much you pay a month for that thing? Fucking $500, $600? Fuck out of here. That's our Fiji water budget. Lame ass.
And we were wrong about the oven or the stove, too. Apparently, it really doesn't burn your hand when you put it on. It's some fucking magnet technology or some shit. Magnets, dude. I don't know.
Now they work. No one gets that.
Who invented those things?
No one gets that.
No, is that too old?
I think so. I read a tweet this morning about some dude. Let me read this shit. Let me get the Twitter username right. This shit was so goddamn fucking funny. Wait. Holy shit. Hold up.
I'm chewing some nuts right now, so.
All good. All right. So the bro's username is BOCXTOP. I tutor high school juniors in coding. And today we were making a messaging app, and I needed a name for a user. So a kid said, try Jeff. And I did the, my name Jeff, voice from Vine, and not a single kid laughed. Completely.
Wait, these are high school students?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Completely silent Zoom call. After like 15 seconds, one kid asked if I was okay.
I think Mr. Stevens is having a stroke.
Mr. Stevens, are you okay? Oh. Yeah, no, I'm...
No, I'm not.
I'm not, actually, because here's the thing. I'm only, like, 22, and I for sure thought I was still relatable, but I'm not. And I wasn't supposed to feel this until, like, 35. This has come 13 years too early. I'm going to need you guys to sit here and watch these Vine compilations before I bug the fuck out.
He's like, come on, you guys. Bar last day. What about that? Nothing? Bar last day.
Manic sweating, like, with playing a Vine compilation. Like, it's funny, right?
Come in here. Come get y'all juice. What about that?
Come on. And then all the kids are just, like, fucking weird and meta and boring. They're like, that's not very nice. Oil on the floor was a bad idea, and she's probably very injured.
It looked like that kid was really hurt there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
No,
you think that's
not the point. It's the thing. It's funny. It was a prank.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Stevens. I don't know if other people's pain is really that funny. Do you laugh when, like, you know, people get injured on the street or just in general?
He's like, come on, what the fuck is wrong with you kids?
just laugh. She hit the fucking oven. You know, come get y'all juice. And then the knee into the... Come on, it's funny.
Come in here, come get y'all juice. What about the drop the croissant one?
Huh?
No? Guess he's going to drop the croissants on the ground.
Okay. Easier one. Nicer. Free shavarkadu? Come on. It's not... It's clearly fresh avocado.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Kids are like, yeah, I think I'm going to switch professors.
Those aren't chickens, Mr. Stevens. They're geese.
Yeah. I it's just, all right. Yeah, no, it's cool.
No, you win.
Yeah.
I guess this shit isn't funny.
Someone in the back. Oh, he needs some milk.
The class erupts in laughter.
Yeah. And it's just, the laughter is like evil and fucking mean. It's echoing in his fucking head, and he's just sitting there. He needs some milk.
Oh my god.
Damn, he needs some milk. Damn, he needs some milk. Oh man, dude, I got this like cheetah print heating pad on my side. I gotta get my webcam back.
Ugh, fuck.
My mom took my webcam.
Ugh.
Dude, that sentence sounds so bad considering what this landscape of OnlyFans is now.
Yeah. My mom took my webcam to get her new business off the ground.
Yeah. She said she has a job interview.
She has to do a video chat with clients, I guess.
I don't know. I guess it's like a virtual gig. Yeah, it's all virtual. Like it's like one-on-one like consulting, I guess.
Dude, my favorite thing about fucking the rise of OnlyFans is seeing how many girls post on their Instagram stories like, I'm having so much fun chatting with you guys.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. And no, you're not. Neither are they. Why the fuck is that the most promoted feature of OnlyFans is the chatting function? Chatting with you guys all day. Oh, fuck. Dude, she chat.
Dog. I can
what are
only
the odds
imagine.
That that's not a fucking robot? That OnlyFans just let, it's like, yeah, just enable money, like enable chat money. And then they're just like, yeah, our AI technology will chat with your creepy fans for you.
Dude, I can only imagine what those chat rooms look like. Like, I either imagine they're just completely, like, actually, no, since they're paying, I imagine them like Reddit threads, like really pointed statements. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I love when you use this tool. It's really one of my favorites. I love the color and how it glistens in your fucking pussy. Oh, I love when you use the ribbed glass one. It makes your pussy look so beautiful.
And then the AI robot's like, what's your name? And he's like, what, no, did you not hear what I just said?
No, it's not even a robot. It's just like a guy paid like $11 an hour just sitting at home.
Yeah.
Doing fucking just, ugh. What's your name, dude? Dude, did I tell you like a while back I went, I think this is when Siva was in town and we went on Twitch and I forgot what category we were on, but we just sorted by viewers and we were just like, bro, what is it like to be a woman streaming like just starting out, you know, before you get like the cool lights and all that shit, like when you're just starting out? We found this lady streaming Counter-Strike. It was like five guys in that chat and the level of respect was so low. I could not. That's just Pepsi calling me, asking me to do another commercial. I gotta say,
yeah,
that,
fucking, yeah, they're just fucking always on my back, dude. These fucking suits.
Dude, the girl is playing, and this guy, I'm like not exaggerating, he just kept copy pasting show feet.
Aww. And she wasn't like banning them.
She kind of was. Like, she was like, she knew what she was doing, man. She was, you know, she was laying on her stomach with her feet in the air. She was kind of swinging them around.
So,
you know, she was giving it back
that.
To him a little bit. But I mean, just like that guy just copy paste, like mad aggressive, like, show feet, show feet, show feet.
He's just switching hella tabs, just pacing every single chat.
Yeah, it's like 20 different
20
screens.
Girls. Yeah. Show feet, one.
It just sounds like he's playing StarCraft. Oh my god, dude. I was gonna smash my keyboard, but I don't want to fucking ruin the recording. Here. Shuffy.
Yeah, dude, we think about the people that stream that have crazy battle stations with 9 monitors, but you gotta think about the biggest consumers of Twitch.
Yeah,
like those dudes who watch 9 feet streams at the same time. They're like Red Zone, you know, they got it all. They got like 15 monitors, one up on each thing. Really? They have software to switch the main, like whenever there's a feet detection software, so anytime anyone shows feet, it swaps that one to the main monitor.
Bro, I'm picturing like a sports bar equivalent, but for perverts, and they got like 12 different streams of it. It's like 40 guys in there drinking beer, placing bets and shit. Just like
on when they're gonna show feet.
And like they can donate through the bar. Like they pay a premium to, hey, Mike, put 20 on a fairy princess. I like what she did up there. You mind attaching a message to that one? Thor said, show them piggies again.
Oh, that's how you chat?
Yeah. It's just like some minimum wage kid who has to like donate on the behalf of the bar and shit.
It's hey. Like a fucking jukebox.
Yeah.
Five people in the bar already donated and told her to show feet, so you're going to be the sixth one. It's probably going to happen in an hour.
He has to go around to all the tables. Hey, there's a pool going on, pool donation to show feet. Started by table six, those guys over there. So, you know, it's at like $60 right now, so if you want to throw some shit in. Four guys like, hell yeah, cheers to that, brother. Here's a fiver. God damn, dude. Bleak.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in two orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Twitch girl trivia.
Oh no.
They get in like a dive bar and they have all the Twitch streams up.
Oh no.
When did Alinity first fucking, I don't know, what did she do to her cat again? Didn't she do some shit to her cats?
Yeah, she's trying to like work through that, man. She like, she had like a public therapy session with this dude, Dr. K. That shit is really interesting. Michael Reeves has done that.
What is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Dr. K. Yeah, Dr. K. So he is a therapist, and he has tons of like, you know, content where people have, they just do live therapy where they just talk to him about their issues, and like you can watch a therapy session, which is
on Twitch?
Yeah, on Twitch, which, you know, some people I've seen, you know, they're critical, like, why the fuck would you talk about something so vulnerable and this and that? But it made me think, like, it's kind of interesting if someone does that and you're going through some shit. In a way, maybe it's cathartic or it helps you start to address the problem because you see someone else do it and, like, you feel like you don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's, like, it's definitely, like, risky territory, but...
There was a Vice show, or was it HBO, where they sat rappers down with that therapist?
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting, but I feel like it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what do you mean by that? Like, do you mean because it's like super produced?
I don't feel like you'll have any real breakthroughs because, you know, privacy is one of the main, like, actually being able to open up to your. I mean, maybe the paradigm is a little bit different now because people are so used to opening up on their streams.
Yeah,
and in front of their audiences, and if you're actually really willing to do that, then maybe it works. But for someone like me, like I would be so scared to actually like unpack shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because there's no, you know, one of the things is doctor client Confidentiality, whatever that phrase is.
Yeah, doctor-client sexual tension, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Well, is it? No. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, doctor-client
Yeah, show feet-iality.
Show a little bit of feet, and, you know, maybe this could work in a different dimension kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun.
We should do one of those.
Like an open therapy session?
On the podcast, yeah.
I don't know, man. All right, guys. Just like two dudes going through it with a therapist. Just like, yeah. Right, what's
we're dead. It's like we're like, man, this should be funny. This would be hilarious. Let's get him on. Whatever. 30 minutes in, we're both just bawling our eyes out.
And then my mom said, like, so, wow, guys, never seen it this way. Looks like you need some milk.
What'd you say?
I said, he needs some milk.
That's so funny. God damn. That's one of the best in a while, dude.
Yeah. What the fuck was I going to say?
Oh, Lord. Let's get into this relationship advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This one's special to us, man.
Yes, this one is very... very special, very poignant.
Do you want to read the title?
Sure. How do I, 22F, make my boyfriend, 23M, understand that he can't drop out of law school to be a full-time podcaster? You can read it. Get into it.
Here's the thing. We don't have to. Because yeah. You can.
You can.
You can. You can.
Take it from us, man. You can.
You can.
You can do it. I would even go as far as saying, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're fucking idiots and we did it. You can do it, man. You can definitely do it.
It's got to be the worst advice ever.
What? Yeah, do it.
For us just to be like, do it.
Do it. Bro.
Yeah, no, you won't. You won't do it, actually. I don't think you'll do it, pussy.
Oh, you want to go to law school? You want to go the safe route? Risk it all, man. Throw it all away. Throw away all that hard work.
Have some cojones. Leave the... What, are you going to work for some suits in a lot? Writing contracts.
What are you going to do? Participate in society? Fucking loser.
Loser. You need some milk.
Yeah.
You need to be 30 years old, joking about old Vine memes digitally.
Yeah.
That's what you got to be doing.
Yeah, bro. So they've been together. This is in her voice, the F's voice. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see like a single F, I just can't not think of Twitch. So when it's like 22F, I just think of like a 22-year-old who like needs respect. It's like 22F.
22.
Or like giving multiple respects. Here are 22 Fs. Which is so dumb.
That's really funny, actually.
22F.
Yeah.
Oh, my man. 22F for you.
22. All right. I really support you. 22F. I'm not going to sub, but I'll give you 22 Fs.
22 Fs, man.
Yeah.
That's from me to you.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, wait, a fucking dad streaming and everyone in the chat is just going, typing poggers and F and he gets all offended. Why do you guys keep typing F? Why are you effing me? What did I do?
Yeah, F you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more Fs.
Yeah, oh wow, now what, 22 Fs, cool.
Wow, F you guys back.
Yeah. Deplorable, this... fucking website, you kids. They're like, dude, we're just trying to show you respect. That's respect to you guys?
Let me teach you something about
respect. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery?
DashPass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love DashPass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. DashPass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
No, Dad, it's like a reference to a game. Yeah, it's a never mind. All right, so 22F says they've been together for 2 years. I moved 1,200 kilometers. What is that, like 10 feet?
Yeah.
10 roughly. Feet. To be with
how
him.
Many how many liters is that?
I don't know. Like two. I moved 22 kilometers to be with him in February.
That's really... Wait. 1,200, dude. You said 22.
Oh, no, it's 12. Yeah, 1,200. Yeah, sorry.
22 kilometers.
I moved 27
literally
kilometers.
5 blocks.
I moved like 3 blocks. I moved 1,200 kilometers to be with him in February, and things were great until May when my boyfriend and his friends started a sports podcast. All right. At first, it was just a hobby. My boyfriend is a big podcast nerd, so it was really nice to see him do something he likes so much. But then he started getting more and more invested and stopped watching his remote classes studying to dedicate his full time to his podcast. He's seriously considering dropping out of law school because he can't concentrate on both studying and running a podcast, and he would rather do what he loves. Man, come on. Whoever wrote this, I can't wait for your book to come out. Which would be fine if what he loved wasn't a 2-month-old podcast with barely 30 listeners. Damn. Give him a chance.
Wow.
And the same content of at least 100 other podcasts. Well, you
know. That's just mean. You gotta try and understand what he's going for.
Yeah, give him a chance. On top of that, his parents, who pay our rent, are threatening to cut us off if he goes through with this.
Ugh.
He just says his parents
That's
are
rough.
Gonna, you said what?
That's rough for her.
Yeah. He just says his parents are going to take us in, but I don't really want to live with my parent-in-laws, and I'm an intern in a big expensive city. I can't pay rent with my wages. Can't fuck off back to my town due to COVID restrictions, and even if I could, I don't have the money. So really, how do I convince him this is the worst idea ever? I tried reasoning and explaining, but he really believes they're going to break through. They're good, but it's just not easy to make a living out of these things.
Oh, man, this is tough.
Yeah, it's actually pretty brutal. You know, the fact that, like, she just can't get on board.
Yeah, exactly. She's...
like...
Let's talk about who is in the wrong here.
Yeah, you want to talk about wrong.
Yeah. her.
Yeah.
I stand with my podcast bros.
in solidarity, we got to root for our boy. And just by default, just be, you know, you're wrong. Just toxic.
Just straight
wrong.
Up wrong. He will break through. And they are good, okay?
Okay, look. All right, look.
So what? There's a couple other sports podcasts out there. Yeah, a couple of them.
It's like two. It's like ESPN and UFC. Oh, maybe the NBA.
Yeah.
What else? It's like three or four. There's room for another one.
Here's the thing, he's got more. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, how do you actually convince this dude? Do you think? Like, what do you actually convince this dude with?
I don't know.
If this is your boy, and you're like, oh man, you're trying to prevent him from making a really potentially bad decision.
What do you mean? If this is your friend?
Yeah. If this is your boy, if this is your podcast, bro, from one podcast, bro, to another, how do you convince him? Hey, man, don't. This might be a bad idea.
I don't know. Like, she said she tried reasoning with him. That's the only thing I would say is sit him down and be like, dude, you really? You're going to go live with your parents again so you can podcast? You realize how absurd that fucking sounds? This is a hobby. And make it a hobby. It's a great fucking hobby, but you can do both two things at once. If you really want to do this and it really is a passion of yours, don't make it your full-time thing until you actually have evidence that this will take off. Because right now there's no evidence. 30 listeners is nothing, you know?
Maybe when she says reasoning with him, maybe she might be focusing too much on the reality in that she might be focusing too much on there are other podcasts and you're just another one in the mix and that just invalidates, you know, he might be getting defensive like, well, you don't believe in me, you know, versus what you're saying, which I think is the way to go where you go, hey man, how much money do you make from this? If you stick with law school, how much are you going to make from that? All right, which one is going to provide guaranteed?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but when you're 23, like, you don't really give a fuck about providing for anyone. You're just, like...
That's true, yeah.
He's gonna do whatever it takes to make this dream happen, which people tell you to do. That's another thing, that's a widely accepted idea, is do whatever it takes to make what your passion is come to life, but I just feel like when is that the expense of, like, other people? Like, there's a way you can do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said, if you really want to make it work, do two jobs.
Bro,
you know?
I'll never forget... this fucking brutal clip from the Kill Tony show when they would upload part of the podcast is someone doing like 1 minute on stage, like kind of open. It's like an open mic. They like do a raffle and they let some comics come up and do a minute of material. And
hold on, is it a live show?
Kill Tony, yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Hold on, roast battle. Comedy Store. Dude, I feel so bad that I'm forgetting this dude's name. He's the host of the roast battle.
Jeff Ross?
No, not Jeff Ross. Is it here we go? Is it Brian? Nope. Yeah, Brian Moses. he's a comedian, forever host of the roast battle. I believe it was him. So this dude gets up there and he does a minute, and it's not a super sharp minute.
Okay.
And then they're like, where are you from, dude? He's like, I moved here from such and such. And he either moved to LA or he had, with like a bunch of money, or he had been living in LA and he just quit his job to pursue comedy. And right away, Brian Moses, I want to say it was him. He was like, yeah, just word of advice, guys. Don't quit your jobs. It's like, he's like, comedy takes time. In fact, a job is a good thing because you could take that money and you could put you in a writing class. You can spend that money on things to get you better with your creativity.
Yeah.
He's like, because at least if you have a job and you're bombing open mics, then you still have a job. But when you don't have a job, then you're just unemployed bombing open mics.
Yeah.
It was like some brutal comparison like that, and I just like I
and they,
saw
wait
that.
They were listening. The guys had just done that.
The guys just sitting there on stage, like, oh, okay, and the whole room just like, ow, ow,
wake up call,
jeez. Ow.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Yeah, so no, but I bring that up because what you're saying is so true. I feel like that blanket, like, oh, pursue your dreams, you know, it's like there's a time to give up everything, but yeah. I feel like right away, no, like you have to to that same end. I think it was on Twitch or like I was reading something about like some fucking Twitter thread. It's basically about like blowing up and like, yeah, you know, I think the sentiment was like, oh, I want to like pop off.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, but I saw that and it's like, no, like you don't want that. You don't want like the instant fucking, like I feel, yeah, like everything, yep, is always presented in extremes. You don't want to fucking explode and you don't want to just give up everything. Like gradual is good.
Yep. The only case that I can think of where that actually worked is Caller Daddy.
Yeah.
They blew the fuck up. And then normally when you blow up that fast, the taper off is just as steep.
Yeah.
Whereas if you grow slowly, it generally sticks around a little bit. But here's the thing with podcasts. How do you even blow up with a podcast starting from scratch? You can't.
No.
Like even with us, when we were very like starting right at the beginning, and even with me with Insanely Chill, it's like I already had a pretty sizable YouTube audience that, you know, drove traffic to the podcast. I have no idea how the fuck,
yeah,
you would A, blow up when starting from scratch, just audio podcast.
Yeah.
And B, why you would think that you would.
Yeah. I mean, like
there's no like viral sharing mechanics like built into podcasts. It's just literally word of mouth. That's got to be the slowest way to grow. I mean, people have done it for sure, but
you can't put all your eggs in that basket with a viral clip. Even if you have like a clip go crazy on your pod, dude, take the fucking Breakfast Club when like Birdman walked out. That was like a crazy viral thing. How many people saw that and were like, man, I'm going to tune in at whatever time to listen to this hour long show for the potential of a 60-second. No one does that. Mm-hmm. You know, they might go watch. Because they could very easily go, like, oh, man, it looks hilarious, and they go watch the full clip, and they can go, oh, this is boring.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I, even to this day, when people, like, ask, like, oh, how did you get the podcast to where it was? Like, we don't really have, like, a definitive answer.
Yeah, it's literally just, I don't know. You just keep doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, we had a head start.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning, we had people that were watching because we had worked on growing an audience. But, you know, on YouTube, that's an easy thing to do. Easier than podcasts because YouTube has all the, you know, they'll push your video if people are watching it.
Yeah.
You have like an engine behind you that's helping you.
And I feel like this is a good thing to discuss because I feel that there are a lot of people that hit us up and say like, oh, I want to start a podcast, but I don't know where to begin. And I think if the only thing I feel that we can nail down for sure about when we started ours is I think by doing it like at your place and my fucking apartment and like just doing it in a natural setting, I feel like that above anything. Fuck all the equipment and all that shit does not matter. I mean, yeah. It does, but just make it listenable. But like, just keep it true to you. I feel like people sniff that out before anything, before the quality. If the shit feels just super like fake and forced, people tune out from that. So they don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I have to shout out my sister's podcast now.
Yeah, go for
it. The Dietitian Project.
Ooh.
On Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcasts. She's been doing this now she's got 16 episodes.
Okay.
And she does this like outside of her job. She'll write these like they're really good. Like really good.
Sick. What is it about?
For people that want to be nutritionists or dietitians, or it's a podcast where she has real gritty and honest conversations about the role of a dietitian and provide practical empowering advice for finding your passion within the field.
Interesting. So
if that interests you, go check it out.
Smash it. I think that's the cool thing about podcasts. There's definitely one for like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And maybe that's a good way to get into it. Find like a good niche, you know? Sports.
Oh, yeah. Instead of like just talking about like...
You have something good with F1 and UFC because... You know, I feel like that even within the concept of sport, I'm assuming this guy's sports podcast is about football.
Something, yeah, general. Yeah.
Or baseball or something. Whereas, like, I feel like the intersect between UFC and F1, doing both of those at the same time, you found a niche.
I mean, I wasn't even going to bring it up, but if for anyone who cares what the fuck Cody's talking about, I've taken all my F1 and MMA punishment to a separate area. So I stopped punishing everybody with these fucking long tangents about sports they don't give a shit about. it's called Everything But the Points. So feel free to dial in. But no, I mean, yeah, like, I will say, you know, to the point of starting a niche, I feel like what's cool about that is right away, if you have a niche, it's there's a conversation that already stimulates because the people who are into that niche are like, fuck, no one talks about this. I punish all my friends with this shit. Now I can just punish this comment section. And it's like
we can punish each other.
Yeah,
you should have called it the Punishers.
Yeah, the Punishers. We're here to talk about all the shit that is wildly annoying to everybody else. But yeah, it's a... that's actually a fucking great point. Yeah, if you want to start a podcast, hit a niche, man. Because it to your point about word of mouth, that shit will spread like fucking wildfire within that community. Because if you're like one of the only people really hitting on a certain topic, you know, you're naturally like, if you're into a niche, you're naturally going to find like-minded people. And you're just going to say, yo, you have to listen to this because it's the only fucking... you know, source of whatever discussion for this thing we're into. So, damn.
You know what? I wish that she had said the title of the podcast so we could shout it out.
Yeah.
Fuck, that would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Give Buddy a little boost. If anyone knows what it is.
Yeah, let's see, man. We'll check you out, bro.
One of the comments says it's totally up to an individual what they do with their life, whether it's perceived right or wrong. This person seems concerned that they're no longer going to be able to sponge off his parents.
Ooh.
I mean, who lets their other half's parents keep you? Be your own person. I mean, that's kind of true, but it's like, it's also when you're 22 and you're an intern, like, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's and especially now during COVID and everything where she can't go home.
Yeah.
And she's stuck in this big city.
Yeah.
It's like if you got a good deal like that where it's an agreement between you and the significant other that my parents are going to pay our rent for a little while. We're going to freeload off them for a little bit. And that all of a sudden now is in jeopardy in the middle of this time where you could like lose your job and whatever. I kind of understand, but at the same time, yeah.
No, to me that's a full up bait and switch. Oh yeah, move all the way out here. It's fine. You'll be covered. Yeah, you can get that job. Yeah. And you take that job on that premise, and now Buddy's like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna switch it up on you. And if you get mad about it, you're a gold digger. Like, what? Fuck you, man. I moved out here.
Yeah.
Cause you were like, we're gonna build this life and put this pussy on me and blah, blah. And now it's actually, I just want a podcast with my bros. Yeah,
their podcast is about their soccer club, not only matches, but transfer rumors, finances, history, etc. Thanks for your advice. It's honestly not just about the unstable living situation, but also that he would give up a solid future and bet on a wild card.
Okay, about their soccer club. Maybe that's too niche? Or like a soccer...
No. We're talking like their fan, like the one that they're a fan of.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a bit, yeah. That might be a bit too general. It's like, yeah, well, anyone can start a especially like a big organization like that. If you choose like a smaller one, I think, yeah, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know shit about soccer, so I can't speak to that, but.
This one is super polarizing.
I think, in a weird way, right? But I think it hits on a super modern thing, which is like, I think a lot of people don't want to work, a traditional corporate job. And they see like the freedom in content creation as a job. So and of course it's natural to like, you know, want to go with something a bit more free flowing. But
it's funny to think that, you know, 15 years ago, if you would have said, you know, the two most poppin' forms of content in 15 years are gonna be video games and podcasts.
Oh.
People would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Everyone would have told you to get fucked.
You're like, yeah, dude, there's a rock star, literal podcast rock star. His name is Joe Rogan. He makes hundreds of millions of dollars because he's so in demand. And he just talks for an hour. People be like, what are you talking about?
And he has higher engagement than a lot of television.
Literally, he does.
Insane. Yeah, his podcast actually does better than films.
Yeah.
You know something I read that's interesting, and I'm not even trying to contribute to some fucking weird Red Scare bullshit, but
what?
There's an article about how Hollywood is now afraid to present China specifically as a villain in any film because it's such like a needle mover for them, and it like supports, you know, because kids, you know, young people don't really watch movies like that, and I guess like foreign sales of films is like a big deal still, and it's like it's a big account for Hollywood. Whereas like back in the day, you know, whether it was Russia or China or whoever, like a foreign villain was like a common trope. But now Hollywood spends a lot of money changing, like if a villain has like Chinese, you know, flat like insignia or like a flag, like they spend money to VFX that shit out or change it. Just because they're afraid of not being able to sell films over there. It was just wild to me. Just given that and the whole situation with TikTok being sold and all that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how much influence China has on media at this point in time.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love DashPass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. DashPass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Yeah.
It's also very interesting. We were talking last time about the potential, like, you know, propaganda or whatever on TikTok, and then literally like 3 days later Trump himself was like, yeah, we're banning it. We're banning TikTok. I was like, it's just hilarious to even hear Trump say the words TikTok.
TikTok, I know. I can't wait for Microsoft to buy it and ruin it.
Yeah, so funny. I saw that tweet from that, from, what's his name, Aaron whatever. He said, I can't wait for TikTok Enterprise Edition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to build some fucking weird feature of, like hooking in, like I don't know, fucking captioning and, like, and subtitles through, like, Word. Like, if you download yeah. Word on your Windows phone, you can... You can set up auto captioning like this.
It's just TikTok corporate is just going to be all like just water cooler jokes.
Yeah. Just go, oh my God, bro.
Chilling at the water cooler to like fucking brand new Lamborghini, like a cop car. Mm. He's getting water at the water cooler.
Sync your TikTok account with your Xbox and make fucking TikToks with your Xbox Kinect. Trace the dances. With your Xbox Kinect.
Yeah, just shoehorning all the stupid tech that no one has adopted.
Dude, they're going to fucking try to sell all the Xbox Kinect dev kits that they couldn't sell fucking yeah. 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you ever get one of those? I did one of those because I wanted to fuck around with like motion tracking shit, but I just gave up on it.
A Kinect?
Yeah.
I never tried it. I never had it.
It could have been cool. I actually thought, what? What's that?
Definitely could have been cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like they're kind of getting into it now, but I always thought, specifically with MMA, and I promise I'm not going to talk about MMA, but I thought, like, if there was some betting company, because, you know, betting organizations, like, I don't know, only one that comes to mind is, like, fucking Full Tilt, but, or, like, some UK sports betting company, like, they make fuckloads of money, so I thought it'd be dope if one of them devved out, like, some type of motion tracking for like MMA, and if they could provide like crazy fucking stats for fighters, like average speed of punch, like and like even like break down the data like on their combos and stuff, and like basically turn MMA into like horse racing betting where they have like tons of information and to speculate on. I felt like that could have been just a fucking $1 million thing, like just because sports betting guys, I feel like they don't necessarily always care about the sport, but if they're given data to understand it, I feel that they'll get into it because of, you know, just because they can feel like they can study it. But you know, I could be totally wrong about that, and no one could give a fuck. But
that's a good idea.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, someone out there, go do that. Someone go do that shit. Let us know when you finish.
Bro, now you can TikTok right from your Microsoft Surface.
Learn the dance with your Microsoft Surface. Pop those shoulders more.
PowerPoint now built right into TikTok.
Create a multi-frame TikTok in PowerPoint. Export it and upload it to TikTok.
People like they put word art.
Yeah.
Remember fucking early 2000s word art? All the captions in TikTok are now like blue, shiny block letters. That would be kind of tight, actually.
It would be a pretty dope aesthetic.
Yeah. Aesthetic. That's so funny.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I can't wait. I wonder if this shit is even going to stick.
Which?
This whole, you know, Microsoft buying them and all that.
I don't know. I mean, Trump made it very clear, 15th of September, unless a U.S., which is also such a weird demand, unless a very American company, which first of all, what the fuck is that, buys TikTok, they're shutting it down.
Fucking, dude, very American, like some fucking, it's like Chevy has to buy it.
Yeah.
It's like the or most like, American shit.
Or like Goya or whatever. Remember the fuck they were promoting?
Yeah, fucking bean company. Crazy.
Goya buys TikTok.
And I was like, what? So it's got to be American, dude. So then it can be American propaganda. Yeah, just the other side. Dude, what was I going to say?
We got some Danny Bilzerian updates.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, read that quote. That shit is after like, this is the most 16-year-old response to this shit, dude. I love it.
Yeah, so we chatted about him. Was that last episode or the one before?
I think it was last.
Maybe the one before. Maybe last episode. And about how he's like embezzling money from his company and all this stuff. He tweeted, some journalist said Ignite was funding my life. Bitch, I've been going hard for 10 years and been famous for going hard for 7. I started Ignite 2 years ago, raised around 100 mil, and I own the majority of the company. Suck my dick.
Oh.
The first reply is you.
Oh, is it really? No way.
Yeah.
No way. What?
Someone just tagged you.
No way. Oh, I thought you meant like the Vine on.
Oh, no. Just someone tagging you.
What's this thing? Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah. That's a really funny sentence. Bitch, I've been going hard for 10 years and been famous for going hard for 7.
Dude, famous for going hard is like, that's a pretty dope mixtape. Like, that's a pretty dope mixtape name, I'm going to say, in, 2008.
Famous for going hard.
Yeah, famous for going hard.
Yeah. I'm famous for being hard. Like, famous for my erections.
A hard-ass wood.
Yeah, my hard boner. My bone dog. Dude, what about, like, you ever think he goes, man, remember the 3 years? Remember those three beautiful, blissful years where we were going hard, but we weren't famous for it yet?
We weren't famous for it yet, man.
You could just go hard without ending up in the fucking tabloids, you know?
But now we're famous for it, and it's changed the way we go hard.
We can't go hard as sincerely anymore.
Now we just, the fame fucked up the hard. Fame fucks with your hard, man. Once you go fame, you can't go hard.
Yeah.
They say, mole's gonna dig, bird's gonna flat, bro. It's just, that's just how it goes.
Yep. What was that joke again?
I don't even remember.
Gonna dig.
And I was like, bird's gonna fly, mole's finna dig, or like, I don't know. So, fame fucks with your heart, bro. That's all I can say.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So don't let the fame get to your heart.
Don't let the fame fuck up your hardness. You can still go hard regardless of how famous you are.
Yeah. You just need to not let the fame get in the way of how hard you go.
How hard you get.
Just how hard you can get. Every time you go, you need to let the people know just how hard you can get. Dude, just some dude listening to this, he's like, hell yeah. He goes out to a fucking bar. It's like social distance, like, fuck. He brings all his friends in, and they're like, oh, you can't do that. He's like, nah, listen, man. You make my friends stand outside. This is a fucking violation of my heart. You're violating my capacity, my hard capacity. You do this, you fuck with my hard, dog, and I'm not going to let it happen.
This is America, dude. This is the 420th Amendment. It's the freedom to go fucking hard.
Hard, dude. Now pour my boy some fucking well liquor, and let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah, them. Are we talking
whiskey
about
gingers?
When's the last time you drank, man?
Me?
Yeah.
The last time I drank?
Yeah, just curious.
2 hours ago?
Like, right now?
No, I'm kidding. I drank on Saturday.
Word.
I had a few sudsy pops.
Man.
Yeah, a couple cold ones. And what did I drink? Some White Claws, I think. What about you? You haven't drank for a while?
I mean, you know me. I never do. I've been debating it because I just, I cut the weed out, so.
How you been feeling?
Honestly, a lot better, man. All the shit I would complain about was completely self-induced. I get up at like 7:30, 8, no problem. I fall asleep on time. My sleep is solid.
Yeah.
Trigger my sleep apnea.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird
like
how
you know.
We give up substance.
just, it's like, you know, it fucks you up, you know. And then as soon as you cut it out, like, you know, I went 2 weeks without drinking on a weekday, right? Because sometimes I'll have a beer before bed, and then my sleep's shitty, and I know it's the fucking beer.
Yeah,
I know. You know, I wake up in the middle of the night, my body's processing the sugar, yeah, and alcohol, and I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel it. It's fucking me up, and I knew it. And so I went 2 weeks without, and I slept great all week. It felt fucking amazing. Come weekend, I felt amazing. And then last week, you know, I started having beers again before bed, and I just went right back to what I felt like before. I was depressed, wasn't sleeping. This week, it's been fine again, you know? And it's like, I know it fucks me up. I know it does.
But you, yeah, no, I feel you. I didn't think it was possible to like fiend for weed, but I've never wanted to be high so bad.
Well, that's the thing, is when you have a vice and you get rid of it, the first week is like, you're still high on the fact that you're not doing it right, and you're like, yeah, I feel great, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden you get over that hump, and you're like, your body's like, okay, now I just have been feeling good for a while. Let's feel really good.
Yeah, let's feel like, oh yeah, you're feeling really good. Let's feel even better.
Better.
And I take the whole fucking bag of Green Hornets and just fucking comatose.
Yeah.
Dude, we're good at like...
That's how binging works. That's literally how it works.
Man, I mean, you saying that just makes me think like how shitty we were treating ourselves on tour. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. I didn't think I developed a gut, but yeah, coming back, like looking at myself after the whole year and looking at this like thing that was living on the bottom of my body, I'm like, where did this come from?
I know, dude. I go back and look at pictures of me and I was just pale.
Yeah, like,
fucking skin was bad. And you know, and then come back, spend 2 months here. I'm going outside every day. I'm getting sun. I just look healthier, you know? You can just see it. I'm like, oh my God, what was I doing back then? I was eating poison?
Bro, everyone thinks Post was on drugs and shit during his tour. No, I mean, he's just on tour. Tour is a drug.
Yeah.
Tour is so funny, man. The fact that we would get off, it's like, you know, it's like that shit. We get off work and we're like, all right. Let's fuck it up. Just fucking. Yeah, does that have oil in it? I want to eat it.
All right, we're done. Time to go fucking hard and get famous for it. Time to go hard like we're famous for it.
The bartender's like, hey, man, you've like had like 3 baskets of onion rings. Are you sure you want to? Hey!
Do you know who I am?
You know the fuck I am, dude? You know what they call me
I'm
back in
the... I'm famous for this shit.
This is how I got to where I am, dude. You want fame? You want fame, right? You know what's even better than fame? Fame for being hard.
That's the new phrase. Anytime anyone's going out, you're going out with your boys, whatever, you got to say, we got to go hard tonight like we're famous for it.
Yeah. And was like, oh!
Oh, shit.
Goes crazy.
Danny B style! Tonight, boys, we're going hard like we're famous for it.
Oh, some Wolf of Wall Street type fucking speech.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking leaving. Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy. This kid that got arrested, the 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah, for hacking Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk shit about him because he has friends and like clearly they have capabilities. So, you know, I'm going to just say what he did was very bold.
Yeah, I mean, I just crazy that he was 17.
Yeah, that part is actually wild. Hold on, let me.
I mean, it's crazy because they're trying him. I think they're going to try him on the basis that he could have had like worldwide lasting economical effects happen because of this attack.
Oh,
you know?
My God. So either work for the NSA or go to prison for fucking 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Because he really could have changed the world. You know, he had fucking Obama's Twitter account.
That is so wild, dude. I mean...
Elon Musk's. He could have made the markets tank for a day. He could have lost people billions of dollars.
And it's very true. I mean, bro, he looks like Man, he looks evil, man.
Yeah, there's a little smirk.
Just, dude, I would not fuck with this kid. Wild, bro.
17 years old. How do you even get into hacking when you're set? Like, how do you, what discords are you in, you know?
I mean,
I want to see the hacker discords.
You play Minecraft long enough, dude? You meet some people?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I played Counter-Strike. I met like some fucking, I told this story. This dude fucking, call him like Green or like Green 69. We were playing some scrim and these dudes were talking shit to him. And he was like, all right, watch this. And he fucking like hacked their server and he like took it away from them. He like changed like their admin password. And he was like in their IRC channel being like, fuck you. Like, you want your server back? Kiss my ass.
What? Like, how do you even get into it, though? What's the first forum you land on just by accident? And you're like, well, this seems kind of cool. And then how do you, 17 years old, how do you know that much about, like, machine code and, like...
That part is crazy. I know, at least in back in the day, there was a forum called MyGot, MYG0T. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I would imagine that's how you get into it as a kid. Because I assume that's still a thing. Like, hackers make, like clans or, like, groups on games.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would maybe not, but I'd imagine that's how, like, they kind of tout the ability to hack the game, and the game is irrelevant to them because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I remember we played a game, and this dude came in with a MyGot tag, and we were like, ah, no way, dude. He was playing with us. And then he changed his name from the MyGot thing. And we're like, oh, are you in? He's like, nah, it's a joke. And then on IRC, you used to be able to check if people were idling channels.
And okay.
He was what they call opt. Like, he was given like admin access in the MyGot channel. And we were like, yo, what the fuck? This dude is a MyGot. I remember we were like freaking the fuck out. That we were like,
what,
in the
he could have just like
this fucking hacker.
Hacker, and he could have just hacked your guys' shit.
I mean, maybe he could have just been like a 30-year-old dude with like a script and like like we didn't know his proficiency, but
yeah.
But I say all that to say I feel like that's how maybe now you would get into it as a kid. Like, you're 14 and you're playing with some dudes who are like older than you, they're like, yeah, bro, like, you want to fucking hack? It's like some weird gang shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we gotta jump you in on Minecraft.
Yeah,
you gotta build a fucking beautiful ass city, minimum 20,000 hours, and we gotta fuck it up.
He's like, no, yeah, sorry, you, man, that's the price.
And if you don't cry during the whole thing, you're in. Well, or not, they're just like, what's your favorite Minecraft thing that you've built?
Oh man, I built the Death Star, dude. I love it so much.
We're gonna fuck it up.
Bonsai Buddy plays.
Yeah.
I love the Death Star.
Minecraft.
I built the Death Star.
I love the Death Star.
We're gonna fuck
all right,
it up.
All right, Zuckerberg. What's your favorite thing you built?
Well, I built this really cool interconnected network with communication abilities and.
Yeah, cool, bro. It's gonna disappear tonight. If you want to join the hacker squad. Yeah, look that shit up, dude. There's like this well-known fucking animation of a kid like downloading scripts from MyGot, and then it just ends up like frying his computer.
Oh no.
I'll play like the first 10 seconds of it.
Yeah. Maybe we should also finish with a Fibonacci.
Oh. No, Bizanacci.
Bizanacci, sorry.
Bro,
maybe we should finish with a Fibonacci number.
Dog, this shit was like on Newgrounds. Let me screen share this shit.
Maybe today I can poon enough noobs.
This motherfucker's voice. Bro, this is like straight up Flash animation shit.
Bonsai!
Watch stream? Yeah, watch stream. There we go. Oh, you're streaming to me.
Oh my god, I love the map Dust. I can poon so many noobs on it. Maybe today I'll poon enough noobs that I can raise my rank in the server from 3 to 1.
What the fuck is this?
This is like,
you guys, let's move out.
So I'm gonna just talk it over, but it's basically like a flash animation, just recreating like, you know, some kid playing Counter-Strike.
Okay.
He's like super proud of his accomplishments in just like a single server.
Okay.
And so this is him like setting up to camp, you know, and then he's gonna get clapped real quick. And so the story is that he gets so pissed that he gets clapped that he goes to the MyGot forums and he downloads hacks, and then it just ends up frying his computer.
Oh no.
Yeah, so this is him getting Yeah, this is like some deep cut shit.
That is some deep cut shit, dude. Yeah, it's like, I don't even, I'm pretending like I get this, but.
Nah, this is like some weird cult animation shit. After 13 Damn. Years, this thing only has 256,000 views.
Wow. Yeah. That's a deep cut right
it's
there.
It's deep cut, bro. Yeah, aged myself, but anyway. What did you say you want to end it on?
What did I say I wanted to end it on? We can end it on that video, the video that I sent. What's your name, sir?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God.
It's shit.
Okay, here we go.
This guy is bugging. If I put my hands on him, I'll be going to jail.
Don't worry, you're on camera, too.
I'm not going to put my hands on you. Well, why do you keep talking to me, sir? I asked you to leave me alone. You come out here being disrespectful.
You're being disrespectful. You're at a funeral home.
All right, we understand. You should have just said move the truck. But you come out here getting all people's faces like we won't knock you the fuck out.
You're blocking my life.
Man, shut up, man. state your name. What's your name? Well, now you want to walk off.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Deez.
These what, sir?
These nuts.
Wow, good one.
I've never seen. I mean, that one. When you got me, that was good. But this, I feel like this takes first place. I've never seen one that good before.
He like can't believe it.
These nuts.
He can't believe it. He can't believe he got him.
He's just these. These what, sir? These nuts?
The confidence.
These what? These what?
Dude, don't fuck with delivery drivers, man. I don't think people understand. The world does not give a shit about delivery drivers, but everyone wants them to do their job. It's like, I know this shit. This is like some weird, goofy thing where he has to put the truck somewhere and he doesn't know where the fuck to put it. And this guy comes up like, you're on private property. It's like, bro, shut the fuck up. I'll be out of here in 10 minutes. And then you get this.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Deez.
Deez what, sir?
Deez nuts.
Wow, good one.
He can't believe it.
Deez nuts.
It's so good. What did the white guy say?
He's like, good one.
A good one.
Bro, you know, dude.
These what?
These nuts.
I gotta hear it one more time. Dude, he's like in his fucking face, dude.
I know.
The chin to shoulder. These what? My name is Deez.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Deez.
Deez what, sir?
Deez nuts.
Wow, good one.
All right, dude, I gotta piss my ass off right now.
All right, guys, see you in the bone zone.
Guys, tmgpod.com, pick up some merch. That broke bitch hoodie that I showed, that's also in black. It's super dope. And there's just a bunch of dope shit. So tmgpod.com.
Yeah.
For all the people out there that want to support the 1% boys.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right.
All right. See you soon.